Oh, yes, it could, and that is exactly why there was a big demonstration yesterday outside the headquarters of CNBC. CNBC recently targeted, standing out, in fact, by Media Matters as one of the worst stations to be covering climate change, or in this case, not covering it, and when it did, mostly mocking the crisis. And that's why we have our next guest on with us. Alyssa Dernier is a field organizer for Occupy Sandy in New Jersey, and she was one of the organizers, and we are very interested to hear how it went. So, Alyssa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You got behind this effort because you are a survivor of Hurricane Superstorm Sandy, is that correct?
That is correct.
And how angry does it make you when you see major news networks supposedly, you know, there to bring us the news, either ignoring the climate crisis, which no doubt made Sandy far more deadly and destructive, no doubt for many of us anyway, paying attention, or even mocking it?
I think it's more frustrating to know that the problem doesn't go away, and awareness is the only way to protect ourselves and to slow down the process and make it that people are more aware of what's out there.
It is definitely just amazing that CNBC, you know, continues to traffic in this sort of denial of the science, despite the fact that, you know, there's supposed to be a business channel. Climate change is going to have an impact on business. Do you think it's sort of, you know, ideology getting in the way of common sense, or do you think there's something, you know, just more perverse going on? Do you think it's sort of like an advertising deal?
I think it's easier to ignore a problem or ignore what's going on if it's not directly affecting you. And the only way that climate change directly affects someone is if it impacts their everyday stability of life. And unless you're impacted by it, you don't understand how serious it is. I would recommend that everyone from CNBC come down into my community into Keensburg and see the hundreds of thousands of people still misplaced from their homes, still not having a safe environment to live in, not knowing where their next meal is coming from, and then telling me that there isn't an issue. I would definitely volunteer to show them around and show them what we live in because of climate change, and then they can revisit their conversation of it's not existent.
Alyssa, what happened to your family personally because of the storm, and do you think that many people in your community have made the connection between, you know, climate chaos and the extreme weather we're seeing, like Hurricane Sandy, or is there still a disconnect in your experience?
There's definitely a connection because it's all about advocacy and educating people and making them aware. Like, we had Hurricane Irene that affected my community. Not nearly as bad as Hurricane Sandy or Superstorm Sandy did, and knowing that that can keep happening and be increasingly aware of what the environment is suffering from is something that I've been doing pretty much for the past 11 months. My home was directly affected because I had water in the crawl space of my house, which then ruined the support beam, the subflooring, and the flooring of my house, at which I got black mold. And I kept treating it, and not knowing the proper education prior to this, I kept myself sick for about 8 months. I was on 14 different antibiotics and have scar tissue in my lungs from that for the rest of my life, which is why I choose to keep being a voice for the people to know that there is a problem and to get them the proper things that they need in order to take care of themselves.
Wow. In addition to the media not recognizing the threat of climate change, we recognize that there are too many politicians that don't either. There was a time when New Jersey Governor Chris Christie acknowledged the science, but as of late, he seems not to be willing to do so, and in fact, he pulled New Jersey out of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. If Christie, you know, does try to go for higher office, you know, he's running for re-election this year, do you think there needs to be more of a push to sort of remind him of his past acknowledgement of the science and the need to take action if he wants to be a serious candidate for president?
I definitely do. It all comes down to funding, though, and if his people who are funding his campaign don't recognize it, that's probably a leading pull on why he doesn't find it necessary. I've actually spoken to Chris Christie 3 times in the past year about the effects of what's going on in the community and the environment. And it's not going to go away. It's more about people being educated being aware of what's happening and knowing how to save it and make it less of a problem. It's all about education. If we don't teach each other, we're not going to be able to make the world a better place.
Couldn't agree with you more, which is why I've been covering green issues for 15 years in various places, trying to get on mainstream, because we do need to educate the masses. And I don't see how aware American adults are supposed to fully understand what we're up against. And with a very short time window to turn the climate crisis around, the climate crisis alone, and there's many other, you know, related and separate environmental challenges facing us, you know, if we don't have more in mainstream media, and then what we're up against, of course, is Fox News and apparently CNBC continuing to put out garbage, you know, trash talk, disinformation, casting doubt, making it appear as if there is a debate when there isn't. It's enough to make you scream, isn't it?
Oh, especially when the big push for the campaign. I do live at the Jersey Shore. The Jersey Shore is open, and we're back to normal. There's nothing normal about where I live. The numbers are actually increasing. They're not decreasing because people are trying to get back to what their life was like prior to Hurricane Sandy, and we're still not back there. And there's the potential that we could have another superstorm or another hurricane come through our community. Our berm still hasn't been replaced from the damages of Sandy. And those are the things that are not being spoken about, but they have portions of boardwalks open and portions of beach communities open. But the members and the community that live there year-round are not home, and that's the part that's being missed. Yeah, they want it to rise up revenue, but revenue isn't available if you don't have your community people living there every day.
As morbid as the spot might be, do you think it will quite literally take another superstorm on the level of Sandy to get entities like CNBC and Fox and the Wall Street Journal editorial page to finally knock it off with denying the basic science and physics of climate change?
I would hope it wouldn't, which is why they have things like the protests that happened yesterday, which is why we're on talk shows, which is why we're constantly pushing to make sure that people are aware of what's going on and what's happening, because devastation does not mean that we are teaching. It means that we're allowing one another to be injured or hurt or to be damaged, and it's not a way to live. I can tell you I've been doing it for 11 months, and it's very straining, and it's not healthy to have people live in black mold for 11 months, and it's not healthy for us to constantly think that it's not going to happen again, it'll happen to them. It's happening right now. Every time it rains in these beach communities, because the water's waste and the beaches have not been properly repaired, damage is happening every time. And it's not going away. It's actually increasingly getting worse. Kingsburg floods every time it rains.
I just want to play a short part of a clip recently from CNBC climate, quote, coverage, just to let listeners know what we're talking about in case they don't watch CNBC.
President Obama made his entire speech about global warming, and the next day it was 10 degrees.
Global warming has not convinced me that it is stated science. Thousands of respectable scientists disagree with the whole climate change theory.
But when it comes to macroeconomics or climate change, I think trying to say that the scientific method is alive and well is a real stretch.
A balmy 24 degrees, which is lower than normal, but does indicate global warming.
Even when things are...
Absolutely.
When they're down 20 degrees below normal... That somehow is different than the norm, so it must indicate global warming.
A lower than expected cloudy 69, also about 3 degrees below average, but also indicating that global warming is real.
A lot of scientists are now saying that rather than man-made industrial-related carbon emissions, that the real problem with the prior warming shift that may have occurred is sunspots or solar activity.
But they said that less ice means more water in the air.
And that this whole thing is just kind of a scam analysis.
And we know about weather over the years, over the millions and billions of years. We know that it never, the median line is because of all this variability.
I'm just trying to make the point that CO2 is not a demon.
So it goes like this, and then we get to the middle. But now, anything that is not right on that middle average is now seen as, oh, something's happening.
Reynolds is going, what?
But I think the Great Rotation is a giant myth like climate change.
Cold weather.
That's right.
change, warm weather, climate change, snow, climate change, drought, climate change, no snow, climate change. Any type of change in the climate, whether it's warm or cold, rain or drought, snow or no snow.
If you really believe in the man-made global warming carbon problem, which I do not.
They're scrambling. They are scrambling, the true believers.
So. Are you questioning what you've heard about global warming?
Global climate change.
Okay.
Yeah, it ain't changes.
2012
changes in so many years.
So you get the idea. When millions of people watch this crap, frankly, is it any wonder that we still don't have a mass, critical mass of American public demanding action, just like we saw people demanding action, on health care and on gun control, all these, other big issues, and that's been what's missing, sort of the muscle behind the movement.
And
you guys speak loudly, more loudly than anybody else, those of you who have survived Sandy. We're just about out of time, so just any parting thoughts, Alyssa, before we let you go?
I would just challenge whoever didn't believe that there's global warming to come down and see these communities. There's houses that have been there for 150 years that are now completely destroyed and still standing the same way they were like Superstorm Sandy was yesterday. I'd welcome them to come down and meet with us, and we could show them exactly what it's like to live in this environment, and then they can tell me that this was just an act of God or it just happened for no reason. I mean, there's got to be a scientific reason to why the weather is changing, and that's global warming.
Exactly. I think it's time for a Weather We Care campaign, W-E-A-T-H-E-R. Whether or not we care about what's going on with our fellow Americans and around the world, we'll determine what we do next. Well, thank you and good luck with what you still are facing. Alyssa, we really appreciate your being with us. And thanks, DR. Also, I know you've got a